Those of you who find learning a foreign language too much of a challenge may be tempted to seek help from online translation software, but wait until you hear about the experience of Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks.
I was on assignment in Switzerland recently when a friend showed me something he had found on Google. Two things, actually. The first was an article I wrote some years ago about driving an electric car through the Vermont winter, translated into German. Very good German. Curious, he clicked on Translate This Page to see if it gave the original English version. But what he found wasn't my English version. It wasn't even English. It was Google. May I drive cars to mine into your stable? It was called, and it became steadily more opaque from there. I had the failed idea to lease electrical mobily and drive it in the winter by Vermont. What? If own car means a 1986 Volvo, I must sell before I it on the auto cemetery throw. It didn't read like any known language, though I discovered that if I read it aloud in an accent that wandered all around Northern Europe and the Baltic, it started to make sense. Or rather, it sounded like the kind of nonsense that might make sense to someone. A petrol engine cocked and sweats of, therefore we can make the best from its lousy and work simply somewhat from this warmth into the interior branches end. It was a pan-European googledygook. In that sense, it was the opposite of Esperanto. Esperanto is a perfectly consistent language that nobody uses. This was a perfectly inconsistent language that potentially everyone on Google uses. While I was in Geneva dining alone in a restaurant, I overheard two men talking an unfamiliar language, and for a second I wondered if I'd broken through the virtual wall and was now in the dimension where Google was the lingua franca. But as the men nodded and laughed, I realized I must be wrong. They understood each other. If they had been speaking Google, every sentence would have fueled a frustration rising to fury. I do not know to which this switch is good, said Ron with inclined view. If I come into someone I can put legend in, it only arrive on how full our wallet is. But I was already a trailer. Google had invented universal nonsense. It was the Euro of gibberish.
Tim Brooks lives in Vermont, where, despite his accent, he manages to communicate without the help of a digital translator.